Our government.
Bailout.
Your government.
Energy resources.
Healthcare.
Iraq and Afghanistan.
Global financial recession.
The work that needs to be done.
We call it the agenda here on The Takeaway, but it's also our Monday opportunity to visit with our friend Marcus Mabry, international business editor of The New York Times. Glad to have you back with us, Marcus.
Good to be here.
And right off the bat, the president, in his weekly radio address, outlined one huge consumer issue that's going to be on the agenda this week in Washington. And it's also expected at about noon today, another one. The president will be announcing a voluntary $2 trillion of cost savings voluntarily from the healthcare industry as a way of beginning debate on healthcare reform. And on Saturday, he mentioned this about credit cards.
Americans know that they have a responsibility to live within their means and pay what they owe. But they also have a right not to get ripped off by the sudden rate hikes, unfair penalties, and hidden fees that have become all too common in our credit card industry.
So, Marcus, leading with a credit card bill of rights and leading with voluntary industry cost savings on health care conceivably begins a very, very tough battle in Congress on two important consumer issues.
These are huge issues, John. You're right. And these are two issues we can expect to dominate this week. In some ways, it comes much closer to home than what we've seen in the last few weeks. We've seen lots of stuff about, kind of big fangled stuff in the finance industry and stress tests and saving banks. This hits Americans at home. These are two of our hugest costs for most of us. Healthcare for us and our families, which is, obviously employer healthcare programs where most of us get our healthcare are declining.
Costs are rising double of inflation. Healthcare inflation is double the national inflation rate.
Absolutely. And as we see more workers being thrown out of their jobs, and we can expect, even if the economy is bottoming out and expected to start going up now, we can still expect unemployment to go up, as much as a whole percentage point between now and next year. More and more Americans in that case find themselves out of work. And once their COBRA payments expire, then they find themselves usually uninsured. Mm-hmm. So this is a huge problem, and it's growing every day. That's obviously the heart of where we live. And then secondly, if you're talking about the credit card problem, that again, this is a problem millions of Americans are affected by, and the credit card industries are, this is kind of, I think, going to be the next big battle. This will be, a much bigger battle for the administration, actually, because the president has kind of prepackaged this deal with healthcare companies, but we're going to see, I think, a big battle with credit card companies.
How much of a battle is it, though? Is the economy possibly an opportunity because people are really paying attention to this issue? Does he have a real window here to push things forward in the way that the stimulus package went forward?
Well, this is two things. Number one, as Rahm Emanuel, the chief of staff, says, never waste a good crisis. That's always an opportunity, and that's how they see this. And then secondly, as a president, this is clearly not a president who's an underachiever. I mean, this guy, we're 107 days now, and this guy's talking about two of the hugest problems that we've dealt with for a long, long time, and he is not shy about confronting them all at once.
Well, it strikes me that one of the things that's happened in the United States is that people are changing their fundamental relationship to what it means to be a citizen. Do you agree that people were a bit more disengaged during the Bush era, and now with Obama particularly pushing huge changes in the banking and financial industries, that people may have more of an influence on public policy?
Well, it's interesting. I think that's part of it. I think also it's the fact that people also, most of that Bush administration time, as far as economics were concerned, most of us personally were doing okay, and things were getting better all the time, and it was a continuation of the Clinton era of prosperity, personally. With that over, nothing focuses the mind like this crisis we're going through right now. And I think that's a lot of this kind of difference you're seeing in people's attitudes.
Another issue this week is definitely an inside the Beltway issue. I sort of said at the top of the hour, there was Barack Obama at the White House Correspondents' Dinner making a joke about Vice President Cheney referring to interrogation techniques. Mm-hmm. And Vice President Cheney was on the talk shows all weekend long saying that perhaps we're less safe than we used to be. Here's the former Vice President on CBS's Face the Nation.
When things are quieter 20 or 30 years from now, you'll be able to look back on this and say this is one of the great success stories of American intelligence. I think, in fact, what the men and women in the intelligence community and the lawyers in the Justice Department and the senior officials who approved this program did exactly the right thing.
That issue will be on the table when the Senate Judiciary Subcommittee holds a hearing, What Went Wrong, on Wednesday and Thursday this week. And among the issues are whether we're going to be perceived as safer or not. Vice President Cheney says we're less safe under the Obama administration, and the enhanced interrogation techniques, so-called, will be looked at by this subcommittee. Also, Nancy Pelosi, we learned last week she was briefed on this early on by the CIA. Is that going to dominate the debate this week?
It's interesting because the broader issues here are ones of safety. The Republicans, certainly the old guard, like the vice president, which is interesting about the vice president. We hear him so much more today than we ever did when he was vice president. It's extraordinary. They will emphasize this question of it's about being safe. The administration is talking about, well, what techniques are legal and what aren't. That's what it's trying to concentrate on, kind of the practical issues here. And the Democrats in Congress are trying to hold the Republicans' feet to the fire and saying, well, we need investigations here, which actually technically investigations could be distraction from the administration getting it right as far as the policy goes. Nancy Pelosi's defense about the 2002 briefing was that this was about supposedly techniques that were going to be used in the future. And then secondly, she said that she was unaware, she was told that anything done would be legal. That's her defense, which ironically is much like Condoleezza Rice's defense.
Right, exactly. Well, certainly the outline of the debate on national security is going to be seen at those hearings this week in Washington. Marcus Mabry, thanks so much for helping us set the agenda for a busy week in Washington. Marcus Mabry, international business editor for The New York Times. Thanks, Marcus.
Pleasure.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.